Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I am very excited to have two new friends in the studio today. We had the pleasure of connecting and speaking about Syntech 18 from ASBA, Arizona Small Business Association. And we did a remote broadcast on their behalf over at the Embassy Suites by Hilton Scottsdale Resort. And I've invited Ashley and Ryan Reyes to come into the studio today and let's do a recap because it was buzzing and popping and a lot of excitement, great introductions to companies all centered around technology. So I won't tell you more about it. I might a little bit because I was there, but I would like to first introduce you to the people behind the scenes at ASBA on behalf specifically of Syntech. Ryan Reyes, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate being here.
Ryan is Director of Strategic Partnerships and Initiatives with ASBA, and Ashley Vizera, Member Services Manager. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh my gosh, so thrilled to have both of you. So let's talk about Syntech 18. I thought it was an event that you had done previously, but when we connected before we started the segment, you informed me that this was the first time.
Yeah, it was a surprise to many. I think Ashley would agree as well, just the kind of the way it all came to be, so to speak.
Well, it looked like it. I mean, the way you pulled it all off, it felt like you've been doing it for years. Now, granted, I know ASBA does a lot of events and has done them for years, but this one was phenomenal.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
it. Yeah, it was. I think we surprised ourselves, honestly. We knew what we wanted to do, but we hadn't done it before. So we weren't totally sure that it was actually going to come through. And when we, you know, exceeded our own expectations, it was very rewarding. It was a great event.
Isn't that fun? And I had the privilege of speaking with several of your VIP guests and sponsors, some of them on air, because we did the remote broadcast. And every single person we spoke to had a real authentic and sincere affinity for the event, for Arizona Small Business Association, and the connections that they were making in just even the short afternoon. So let's back up. Let's talk about, give a brief history around ASBA, if you will, Ashley, and then let's talk specifically about, you know, why Syntech.
That's a great place to get us started. So ASBA has been around for over 40 years. We're a member-based organization and we're statewide. So really, we're here to support small businesses all the way from the very, very northern tip of Arizona all the way down to the very south. So we really have a pretty wide representation here. And you actually said it perfectly when you said that you talked about all of the connections that people were making. And that's really how we view ourselves. We view ourselves as the connectors. So, you know, we're here to connect small businesses with other small businesses with clients, and small businesses with big businesses. And that's really what we aim to do is, you know, not only educate them and really put on these great events for them, but really help them succeed and grow.
Yeah, I've only had the one experience with y'all, and I'm ultra impressed.
Thank you.
And to kind of tie into what Ashley says, I mean, I'm normally the guy that no one wants to see because I'm the quote unquote sponsorship guy. But I really truly believe as far as ASBA and on the partnership, we call it a partnership because it truly is at the end of the day a partnership. You know, normally on certain agendas, a sponsorship is you slap a sign on somewhere on a wall and then you kind of just leave. Our goal at ASBA is definitely as we become into a partnership with our partners is to really take it from start to finish. And that's kind of my goal at ASBA. I'm sure it's Ashley's goal as well too. So really excited about the shift and kind of the process going forward about how we're going to start fine-tuning events to specifically gear it towards the industries that are current.
Love it. And so Syntech specifically, technology, mm-hmm. which Arizona, I'm finding, is a phenomenal place for technology, not only startups, but the longer-term companies who are, you know, creating satellites here. And the tech community itself, I've fallen in love with. They are collaborators. They're partners. Even though they may be in competition with one another, I always see them lifting each other up. putting a hand down to bring somebody over and even across the table. Like if you saw that visual, it really is a community of like-minded individuals who simply love and embrace the vast knowledge and intensity that we can have through technology, regardless of the industry. So Syntech, I gave a little bit more than I had intended to, but why Syntech beyond what I just shared?
Sure. Actually, just weird situation. It started with a conversation, I guess I like to say. My daughter actually is going into the coding field and wants to start. And so that kind of started there. And then, going back to ASBA, kind of looked in, kind of who we have in our coffers as far as in the tech side of the industries, and really said, you know what, we kind of need to do kind of an event for them, and really tailor an event towards them. The nice thing with that was, is that, in doing that and kind of reaching out to other partners, we kind of determined, okay, let's do this. And then I and Ashley could probably attest to this, we kind of outgrew our one venue that we had. And then we kind of went to the one that you currently were at. So it was really unique. I had a lot of fun doing it. What it really was supposed to be was supposed to be very diverse, very innovative. I didn't want to have all the same IT companies there. I wanted to have, from all tech aspects, right? We had drones, we had cybersecurity, coding, software solutions, HR software solutions,
medicine
yeah,
hospitality,
exactly.
Gamut.
Yes. So that was the key, honestly. And I think that's more of a connection. I come from the OEM industry where, I'm used to events that are 1,000 strong. The problem with that is that, as you know, and I'm sure you do, Karen, is that when you come to these events, normally the marketing team's coming, or it's, just the tchotchke guys, the grazers, we used to call them, where, you're not really getting the true connection and a true decision maker. The reason why Syntech was so great was that we had a lot of the decision makers there. There was a lot of networking going on, and they really made true connections, whether it was with the exhibitors there or the attendees that came in. So I was very excited to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know that I looked at it through that lens until you just described it, but that's exactly what I saw. It was the decision makers, the founders, the vice presidents, the people who really do have the authority to make decisions, and that they are the ones who carry the core values and the mission, the vision for the companies. Huge difference.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, to further what Ryan had said, Syntech, I think, was so amazing because it was different. He really saw a need and brought it to ASBA. It's like, guys, and for someone who's, been with ASBA for a short period of time, he was able to come in and look at it from maybe a different perspective and let us know, hey, here's this idea I have. What do you guys think? And at first we were like, we don't know. We're not sure how this is going to all play out. And we sat in a room for a really long time and brainstormed a whole lot.
Yeah.
And by the time we finally got through it, we, really saw that, this is an industry that is so hot right now in the business world. And we need to be able to do something for it. Absolutely. We need to give these resources to these small business owners. And that's really, I think, why it was so great, is because we all were so passionate about it and we really believed in it.
And another key caveat to that was that, a lot of these, keep in mind, if I'm at a transition phase in my business life, right? And either I'm going to hand it down to my son or daughter, I may not know of the new innovative products or services that are out there, right? So coming to an event like that, sometimes as we get older, and I tend to be in that realm of Gen Xer. But
just getting the stare down.
But if you see something, but you're curious, you're kind of afraid. You don't want to ask anybody, right? So Syntech was another opportunity to come see what was current, see what was on the marketplace, and kind of see if it fit to your businesses. So it wasn't just for the exhibitors, the attendees coming. That's why we made it so diverse, is so they can see everything of how it fit to their business or made it more efficient or streamlined it.
It was a win-win-win-win-win all the way around.
It really was. And I can honestly say that this was, I think, probably one of the best events that we've put on, to where I've seen the exhibitors working with each other and networking with each other. You don't always see that, because you know, most of the time you've got some competition there. You know, we don't just have one IT company, we've got a couple. And it was so great to go in there during what we had as our exhibitor networking hour and see them all collaborating and connecting with each other. It was so great to know that they were able to work together to support what everyone was doing. It really was just, it was amazing. It really was.
And to Karen's earlier point, I mean, like you, she said, you know, you could see people helping each other out. Like, oh, hey, maybe you need to talk to this guy, or maybe you should talk to her. Yes. You know, it was super cool watching that. And I mean, to be honest, I was a proud papa that day. But I really, and again, back to Ashley's earlier point, if it wasn't for the team that I work with at ASBA and how they supported me, like that really shows as ASBA, you know, internally. How well we are together and work trust, as well yeah, as a team.
Trust me, guys. I know I'm the new guy, but we can pull this off. And then it became everybody's right. collective idea and vision and collaborative, right?
Absolutely.
And certainly the energy that you guys carried into the event was not only transparent, but everybody joined in that so yes. that everybody felt like they were part of this big ASBA celebration. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about where you're headed next. Will we do Syntech again?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Tomorrow? No.
Yeah, right.
So likely an annual event, at least at
sure.
this point.
Very sure.
And then I know I mentioned earlier that I know you do plenty of other events as well.
Yes.
Can you highlight maybe a couple of them that we can look forward to?
Sure. You want to touch base on
yeah, that? Yeah. So upcoming, we've got our Enterprise Business Awards Luncheon, and that's actually really exciting. This is our 25th year doing this.
Oh, wow.
So that's coming up in May, where we work directly with the SBA and recognize the SBA award recipients for the state of Arizona. So that's a huge celebratory event. We have Brand Day that will also be coming up in June. That's a huge marketing summit that we do. It's top of the line education.
And it's going to be a GoDaddy.
Yeah. It'll be a GoDaddy this year.
Fun.
And we'll be bringing in, you know, some real experts in anything and everything marketing. So it's really, really great education. And then we've got our small BizCon that will be coming up this fall. And this year, we're actually going to be focusing on the procurement and supply chain industry. So really what ASBA is starting to do is we're really tailoring our events to be industry specific and to give a little bit of something for every single business owner out there, big or small.
And in the past, you know, with most events of this nature, I mean, you know, there used to be a bunch of them, right? And really no one's really knows quite which one do I go to.
Where do
to?
I fit in? Yeah.
Right.
And not only where do I fit in, but who am I, is it beneficial for me to
right.
attend?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who else is going to be there.
Am
exactly.
I gonna
this is a smart pivot.
Right. Am I going to maximize my ROI? Is it worth going? That kind of thing. And we're really being very strategic with how we're laying these events out. I mean, our goal now, I mean, where we used to have, I don't know, Ashley, you can probably attest to this, but maybe like more than five events in the past, we're kind of condensing them down now where they're going to be an event a quarter. And then we have our big one, which is our big thank you event, which was we give back to our ASBA members in December. But now we're doing it where it's basically an event a quarter. So like Syntech was your first one. eBall upcoming is going to be your next one. And then we're going to have the Brand Day, as she mentioned, and then procurement. Which the name
well
to be
done.
Determined.
Yeah. I got it. A++ and no notes in front of him. Very good for the new guy.
Yeah. Thanks.
And when you say new, 10 months, am I right?
No, actually, I started in September.
So,
yeah, it's been a whirlwind.
He's still brand new.
He's still wet behind the ears. Yeah. I was thinking it was almost as long as I've been doing Business Radio X.
No,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Ashley, how long have you been with the team?
I've been with ASBA. It'll be about 4 years, end of the summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I love to see a veteran like yourself who's been at this longer be so excited about where you guys are headed, because really you are of such great service to our business community. I like to hear that you're going with the quarterly events, at least for now. So many business owners have to try to be selective about how they're spending their time. And when we're talking about the C-level executives, the higher managers, the decision makers of these enterprises, we need to make sure that we're offering them opportunities that are really going to be the biggest bang for their buck, as Ryan pointed out. And so it sounds like you're really, really doing that.
Yeah, we definitely are. And I think that why we understand this so well is because, you know, our team, we're small business owners ourselves. So we get it. We understand that, you know, we are a tiny team, ASBA is, in addition to that.
But mighty.
Yes, yes. We are small but mighty. But, you know, we understand that you are not just the owner of a business. You do the accounting. You do the marketing. You do, you know, everything that you could think of that a small, a large business would have lots of people to do. Small businesses don't have that. So they don't have time to go to a networking event every single week. They don't have time to be going to something, sometimes even monthly. And so really what we're doing is we are structuring our events and our services to give them everything that they need in a time frame that they can actually fit it in within their schedule, because we want to be here for them. We want to be there to support them, and we want to be a part of their story when they grow. And so that's really what we're trying to do.
And keep in mind, ASBA as an entity, you know, most people define a small business, you know, as, you know, your typical mom and pop or your Joe garage, that kind of thing. You know, on my level, on the partnership side level, you know, our target wheelhouse for ASBA as an entity is between 200 to 500 employees. Mm-hmm. So mostly when you think small business, you're not thinking upper, but there is. And part of the reason why Syntech was successful is that I brought people in from, you know, like, and you interviewed them, Steve, from Cominario. They're out of Boston, right? Well, why in the heck would you, and I got that a lot of feedback from, why would you bring someone from Boston, you know,
but
here?
They belong there.
Right. Because they had local vendors. Yep. And so that was the key, was let's bring people that parlay to Arizona specifically, even though they're outside entities.
Yeah. Business Wire was there.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Cominario, Journey, the Employer Solutions,
yep.
Infusionsoft, LI9, GP Voice, Global Pacific Voice specifically, Microwage,
Toshiba, Microsoft was there too.
Microsoft, right. Mm-hmm. And one of the dealers was there.
Yes, Wright Toyota.
Wright Toyota, More Partners, Direct to MD. Mm-hmm. Those are just the name of the few folks that sure. I had the occasion to speak with. But there were approximately how many vendors?
Oh my goodness. number of vendors, you know, maybe 45. But when we're talking people, we had over 400
yes,
people.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, they just kept coming.
Yeah.
Now, you can't talk about an event at the Embassy Suites by Hilton Scottsdale Resort without talking about the food.
Oh,
they did a great job.
They did. They were so wonderful. They're so great to work
yes.
with. And oh my
it's
goodness.
Delicious. And I felt treated.
Yeah.
I felt,
yes.
yeah, just spoiled.
Yeah. Not many places do you get to go to, you know, an all day event and you go to a happy hour and you've got like gourmet shrimp.
Yeah. The shrimp was a kale. Yeah.
It was delicious. And yeah. it wasn't just, I mean, I know you had a designated happy hour period of mm-hmm. time, but I know there was food for most of the event, if not all of it, right?
It was the
and
whole
beverages.
Time.
Beverages, yes.
Yeah,
we had hummus was in some of the snacks we had, which was our COO's favorite.
They did a beautiful display of, you know, veggies
yes.
and all, I mean, all these delicious brownies that I still am dying over. But
and it's important to note that as a participant, most participants came free of charge, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so that's pretty special as well, because when you're planning events and you've got a budget to work within, you want to make sure that you give everybody, you know, a great time. But oftentimes food and beverages is wiped off or it's not, you know, it's not great. And,
yeah.
and no one's eating it anyway. But here is this opportunity to have many participants come free of charge, members and non-members alike,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And have this really, really VIP experience, rubbing elbows with these inventors and these founders of companies and getting to feel and touch and play with some of the technology that are really supporting business owners. Really, I can't say enough about it. It was great.
Well, I appreciate it. And that was part of it, going back to where the creation came from, was honestly, we wanted new people to come in too, to see what ASBA's about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the goal. And that's why we didn't want to charge anybody, because, hey, come check us out. Use this as a tester event to see where we're going forward in 18. And then I don't know if Ashley did, but as I was walking around, I was meeting people that, you know, either never heard of ASBA, or they were
yes.
there and they were using us as a tester too. And they're like, wow. So now going
so
forward.
This is ASBA.
Yeah, right?
Yep. This is who we are.
Or if this is ASBA, I need to sign up. And membership is so reasonable.
Sure.
There are different levels of membership,
mm-hmm.
right? Depending
sure.
on where you are in your business and how and who you serve.
Yeah.
I know we've already talked about having you guys back on for a longer ASBA specific segment. So
sure.
I'm going to get that in writing, or a pinky swear before you leave. But we really today just wanted to do a recap on Syntech and encourage you to listen to the 8 VIP VIP interviews that we have on the Business Radio X page, which is where you'll find this recap. As we kind of wind down this brief segment, is there anything else we hadn't thought to mention with regard to SynTech 18 specifically that you want to be sure our listeners are aware of?
I think if anything, I mean, really, when you sum up SynTech, the experience that I think a lot of people left with was that it was a new event. There were new faces, there were new business there, and there were new connections. And you don't get that at every single event. You tend to have, you know, some of the same people who go to each event. And this one truly was different from, you know, creation all the way to execution. It was very different, and we're very proud to be behind it.
And by the nature of technology and that industry itself, I see that being part of the secret sauce for SynTech going forward. So even though it was truly new this year, I can't help but think that flavor, that excitement is going to continue to be new because there's always something new in the rapidly changing industry of technology.
And it touches all verticals, right?
So all the way across.
So that's the beauty of technology. It can hit any vertical. I feel, and I'm sure the ASBA team does as well, but I feel that not only did we make a lot of connections at SynTech, I think we made a lot of friends too.
Hands down, absolutely. And again, I felt that way through all those special interviews that Ryan was my, I don't know what you call it, my concierge.
Yeah, concierge.
And I kept saying, Ryan, you're going to stay for one? He'd smile and he's like, no, but I'll bring you more people. It was a lot of fun. How can our listeners get a hold of ASBA? How can we reach you guys?
Yeah, so you can check us out at asba.com or you can give us a call at 602-306-4000.
Great. Thank you both for being here. We are just doing a brief recap, but we will definitely have you guys back in for a longer segment very, very soon. Hey, listen, you've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.